American business magnate Warren Buffett and Vanguard Group founder John Bogle have told us time and again, when people see rising and falling prices, they feel a need to react, to do something. The fact is, they should do nothing at all. Volatility is normal and should be utterly ignored. In fact, Bogle told MarketWatch on June 29th, "Don't pay a lot of attention to the volatility in the marketplace. All of these noises and jumping up and down along the way are really just emotions that confuse you." So why don't investors listen to this advice? That's the question certified financial planner Brian Beatty will shed light on today on Financial News on the Incandescent Radio Network. I'm Hope Katz Gibbs, your host. Welcome, Brian.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Of course. So after 6 years in which the U.S. stock market has jumped over 200%, are we in a stock bubble?
Actually, we're probably not in a stock bubble, at least as it pertains to the United States. If you look at the stock market in terms of the price compared to the earnings of the companies that make up the index, the market right now is probably valued about as fair as it's been in the last 25 years, trading a little more than 16 times earnings, which really means if the S&P 500 collection of stocks is earning $1 in earnings, we'd be paying $16 to participate in the stock market, which sits right in the middle of the 25-year average.
That's really interesting and good to know. So what are people doing in terms of behavior when it comes to investing in the stock market these days?
Well, if you actually watch the flows of money in and out of stocks, what you'll notice is the average investor has been taking money out of the stock market ever since the crash of 2007 with a very brief inflow of capital in 2013. And they still continue to pull money out today, even though we're more than 211% off the bottom. Interestingly enough, during the time while average investors, or that is mom-and-pop investors, have been pulling money out, institutions such as hedge funds, banks, insurance funds, and pensions, they've been putting money in the market while the market's been going up.
So can you explain more about the tendency of investors to focus on the wrong information when it comes to investing?
Most investors have what's known as a recency bias. The thing that happened last or close to last is the thing that they remember when they analyze information. So, for example, two of the last 3 years, actually 2 years in a row, 2013 and 2014, the S&P 500 is the best stock index to have had your money invested in. It's certainly not your only opportunity to invest, but it's been the one that's performed the best. And so people tend to gravitate into thinking that that's the best investment, even though the price is up, and put most of their money in the same asset class that was last year's best performer. That's known as recency bias.
So what's the most important thing people fail to consider in terms of investing?
I'd say the number one thing that people fail to consider more than anything else is risk. They think almost entirely around return. You know, last year this investment did X percent. I want that much return on my portfolio. So they just decide to make their investments based entirely upon return, and they don't think about risk. Of course, risk is how far can a particular investment fall. Of course, the only way to know that is to know historically particular assets and what they've done when the market declines, because stocks tend to fall together during recessions.
You talk a lot about people's risk appetite, things that they're comfortable with and not comfortable with. Can you talk a little bit more about that and how you can gauge how risky you're willing to go?
Well, most people don't really know what their risk profile is. And sometimes I think that the term risk profile is a little bit wonky, if you will. But if someone was to have an investment and it was to decline in value, how far could it fall during a bad time? Bad timing, like stormy weather, if you will. Sometimes the market goes through a period of time when everything is declining, and the correlation of your stock and the amount of which it drops in relationship to the market in general can be seen as the risk of your investment decline. And when people are considering risk, they don't think about, well, how long should I hold on to this investment, number one. If you're willing to hold on for a long time, maybe you can handle the downside that the market can actually sometimes give you. Other times, it's a matter of not knowing how far is too far for them to take it emotionally. They may say that they can, you know, weather a decline, but the moment the market falls 20% and their investment is down 20 or 25, they just want to cash in all their chips. So I think it's really difficult to assess risk in an increasing market. It's definitely difficult to assess risk when you don't know how long it's going to take for you to get back to normal.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. So let's talk a little bit about what Buffett was saying. So why are average investors almost always wrong? And why do they have that instinct to want to go with their emotions and not the logic?
You know, the interesting thing about investing is you would imagine that you would treat it the same way you would if you were to go shopping. Unfortunately, people don't. I often have asked the question, why don't they see it the same way they see shopping? For example, if you go to the mall and there's a sale on suits and it's two for the price of one, it seems pretty logical that you would buy maybe more suits in that trip to the store. But when the market is on sale, people don't see it the same way. Maybe it's because there's no tangible product. But when they see the market falling, they don't see it as being on sale. They see it as being risky, and they don't react the same way as making a purchase of a good or a service. It's kind of counterintuitive. Investments are something that really investors are not wired for. It's kind of the last thing a human is wired for is an emotional journey through the stock market.
So what's your advice? How can we get control of that?
Well, one of the first things you want to do is you want to make sure you have a complete financial plan. If you have a financial plan and you know that by being patient, you don't need as high a return, perhaps, as you once thought you did. Therefore, you're able to kind of sit tight and wait for the market to rebound. If you know how long it is until you retire, it gives you a better perspective, kind of lets you relax and not get overly excited. But next, I think, and this is probably where the greatest value is in having a professional financial advisor, hopefully one that practices financial planning and not just investment allocation. But by having an advisor, you have someone to talk to during the times when you might react and you'll think twice about actually exiting the market. They may cause you to just pause for a moment and reflect back on your plan or remind you how long you have to wait or to point to times in the past where this has happened before and remind you why one of the worst things you could do at that time would be to react.
Perfect. That is great advice. Thank you so much for sharing this information with us today, Brian.
My pleasure.
You are listening to Financial News on the Incandescent Radio Network. That's Brian Beatty with Eigenberger & Weiner, LLC. You can find out all kinds of information on their website, www.ebwfinancialnews.com and www.ebwllc.com. So we look forward to talking to you again soon, Brian. Have a great day, and thanks to everyone for listening to Incandescent Radio Network.